Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have too much on our plate. Everything cannot be a priority. We have a war in Iraq, a war in Afghanistan, security concerns in Asia, nuclear threat from Iran and North Korea, a huge budget deficit, a weakened economy, energy security worries, and now somehow we just can't control Russia. Russia invades Georgia just when it looks like that country might be invited to join NATO. Well, I think we need to reevaluate our relationship with Russia. Let's take that one problem off the table if we can. We all remember when Earl Butz sold grain to the old Soviet Union. We remember Carter grain embargo, and I worked to get that embargo lifted and signed a long-term grain agreement with the Soviet Minister of Trade. The Cold War ended and the Soviet Empire disintegrated. But now Russia is rich with oil. Prime Minister Putin and President Medvedev are very popular with an 80% approval rating. President Bush would like that. Finally, Putin, with his invasion of Georgia, is saying to us, "You were beating me up, and I'm not going to take it anymore." Well, let me explain. After the Soviet Union collapsed, ending the Cold War, President H.W. Bush and President Clinton promised that NATO would not be expanded into the former Soviet Empire territory. But we did. NATO added Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, all of Eastern Europe, and some Baltic states too, and now we're reaching for Ukraine and Georgia. Proud Russia is not happy to be encircled by NATO. We further angered Russia by insisting on putting a missile defense system in Poland. We say it's defensive protection against Iranian missile attack, but Russia sees it as a threat. Finally, we pushed to separate Kosovo from Serbia against Russian protests. This gave Kosovo independence. Now, that's a precedent to suggest that the north of Georgia could separate from Georgia and become part of Russia. We pushed and pushed, and now Russia is pushing back. With all the challenges that we face, I think it's time we seek a truce with Russia. We don't need Georgia. We're not going to fight Russia. Let Russia have a diminished sphere of influence. We need Russians' help to deal with Iranian nuclear ambitions in North Korea. We don't need Russia playing footsie either with Hugo Chavez, a Venezuelan, selling him arms. Both the United States and Russia benefit from a strong global economy and stable military relationship. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.